Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this February 14th, 2023, 10:06 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. At 10:30, we're going to be joined by J.R. Seward and Lindsay Scheider from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, and let's talk real estate. Looking forward to that. Got our good friend Katie Wright in now from Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Good to see you. How you been?
Oh, you know, pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. You got fun stuff lined up for today? You going to have a good one? It's a Tuesday and it's in the middle of the week. Yeah. But that is what it is. And there is plenty to do in our area. We're going to talk about some of that, events coming up and different things with the chamber. Can we start with annual meetings or somewhere around there?
Yeah, let's go over that really quick. It's coming up really quick, actually. It's on March 8th. It's our 75th annual meeting and awards banquet from 5 to 8. This is for our investors. We like to recognize and celebrate our investors with our chamber, and then we make an effort each year to recognize the accomplishments and then thank them for participating and supporting our chamber. So if you are a member of the chamber, please RSVP by the 22nd. You can go online to our website and come join us for a great evening of food, drinks, and mingling. I do really quick want to go over our sponsors for this event. Our presenting sponsor this year is Urco Worldwide. Our virtual sponsor is Ho-Chunk Gaming in Nakusa. And then we have some dinner sponsors, Anderson O'Brien, LLP, Cellcom, Current Technologies, Domtar Industries, Inc., Enbridge Energy Company, Inc., Urco Worldwide, Hay Creek Pallet, Paper City Savings, Rapids Insurance, a division of Marshfield, SC Swiderski, LLC, Solaris, U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, and MediaWorks.
Good people.
Good people.
Yes. All great businesses. All local stuff. That is awesome. That's always cool to hear. We love that. We like supporting local, buying local, and it's certainly the chamber's MO.
Yeah.
This is a fun event, too. This is one of those ones people look forward to. It's a great way for us to celebrate our community, celebrate the people in this community, and all the great work that's going on with
Absolutely.
That. Are there anything people should know? Do you need to register for this event?
So register online. Otherwise, if you got the hand invite, please make sure you send that back to us by February 22nd so we can get that all in. And it'll be at the Ridges this year.
Excellent. Yeah. And the Ridges is always a great place to host these events.
It is, yes.
Never have a bad time there.
No.
It's a great atmosphere, great people. That is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited. Mm. My first annual meeting, you guys. I'm very much ready. So
I was going to ask. I thought it was. Okay.
I have not been to one, so I'm very excited. And I put a lot of work in it, so I'm very excited to see how it turns out.
How did it go? As you mentioned, it's your first time doing it and everything. Behind the scenes, putting this together, I imagine it's a lot of heavy lifting. Enjoy the process?
The process has been a lot of fun. Right now, we are actually still doing raffle donations. So if any of you guys want to be a raffle donator, reach out to me or a table decoration sponsor. We'd love to have you. It's been a lot of fun behind the scenes for sure.
What is there anything about putting this together that we may not know, like on its surface, but you think would be interesting for people to know as far as putting this together?
You know, I shouldn't compare it to like planning a wedding, but it's like certainly kind of like that. You know, you get people RSVPing and tables and making sure we got food lined up, but it's fun.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's nice to be able to take a moment and recognize and appreciate people. I think that unfortunately, more times than not, we don't actually get to do that until they're older or sometimes they're gone.
Right.
It's always nice to be able to have these moments of like, hey, I appreciate you. Like, let people know this. I mention it all the time. Support, encouragement, cost nothing, can mean everything. Mm-hmm. This is an event that really tailors to that. It really is about that.
Yes.
Again, it is coming up February 22nd. And if people want to register for this, how can they do that? How can they find out more?
At our website, so wisconsinrapidschamber.com. You should be able to go to our calendar, go to March 8th, click on our event, and then there's a register button. So make sure you register.
Yeah. It is going. I'm sorry. You want to register by February 20,
by February 22nd.
Yeah. I apologize. You want to register by then? Yes.
You might show up to the Ridges very disappointed.
Yeah, it might not be as much of a fun, especially because there's already something going on February 22nd, and we'll talk about that in a moment. I did want to mention that Share the Love Now and Forever is coming up on the 17th. Ruby's Pantry is their mobile food distribution. Then the 18th, along with Empty Bowls. These are things that I can touch on and mention to you because they're right on the Chamber's events calendar page. While the Chamber certainly has their events on there, they have lots of local events on there as well. So just a nice reference resource for you if you are, you know, when is that Empty Bowls event again? I know I heard it on the radio. When is it again? And you can go to the Chamber's website and find that information. It's WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, right under their events page.
Yep.
Let's look at, February 20th and me don't get along. But
it's a good day.
It is a good day because we got an off-the-clock event
exactly.
on that day. And it's at Bee's Tap House, one
yes.
of our favorite places.
We love Bee's.
Let's tell people about what Off the Clock is, Katie, just for those that may not know what the event is.
Yep, so it's a networking event. I would suggest bringing your business card because there's a lot of people that come to this event that are, you know, a new business or a potential business that's maybe wanting to join the Chamber, or they just kind of join and, you know, meet some people. It's at Bee's Tap House from 4 to 6, and there's raffle prizes and food.
I'm really glad you mentioned the business card thing.
Yes.
A big part of this is certainly the organic relationships you can build from these events and
yeah.
who you run into, who you meet. It's not just business centric. We hopefully make some friendships with these events and everything, but business is in mind.
Right.
And I cannot tell you how many times I've been in those scenarios and like, yeah, do you got a card? Yeah, I got it. Oh, I know. I didn't
know
have my card on it.
I know.
Or worse, I've got like a card from like two owners ago, like or something
yes.
like that, and everything. And it's not up to date, which looks a little unprofessional and
right.
doesn't go over very well. It's nice. It's a nice note to think of before going into this. Also, not a bad idea if you haven't updated your card in a while, maybe doing that. I didn't even realize I would need to until like most recently. And we've got new cards now and
yes.
stuff. But that's one of those things. I think that's a really good note to bring.
Yep.
Again, the off-the-clock event going from 4 to 6. This is a nice part of this, too. It's a nice part of the afternoon afternoon into the dinner area. So you got to kind of have that covered. Most people are out of work by that point, so mm-hmm. you're able to go to these events. The raffle prizes, the appetizers are always great. And this is one of those events, too, where, hey, if you're free, come on down.
Yeah.
You don't have to register for
nope.
this event. That's kind of nice for people to have the freedom of the, oh, well, if I can't make it, then I don't feel bad.
Right.
You know, and if I can make it, oh, great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And again, Bee's Tap House. Great atmosphere. Great people. Going to enjoy yourself for sure.
Yes.
This is also a nice part of this event, too. The last time we were talking about this, I had a listener mention to me, yeah, I went to the event and I hadn't been at that place before. So this is another nice part of it. Maybe
yeah.
you haven't been to Bee's Tap House before. Go check it out. Might be one of your new favorite spots.
Oh, absolutely. It was like with the Elks Lodge that we had, I think, last month? I've never been at Elks Lodge.
So oh,
even
okay.
for me, going to new businesses, it's like it's great to, you know, see them.
I actually think you, I've thought about this before. I think you have an advantage in this position
mm-hmm.
and being newer to the area.
Right.
For, again, Katie Wright, events and engagement director here with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Some of this stuff to longtime residents, you may love it, but it's not new to you. It's not
right.
fresh to you and everything. So you selling it. I don't know if it goes over as well as when you do. You're genuinely excited about these things. You're generally, it's new and fresh to you and everything. And
mm-hmm.
you're able to talk about them like that.
Yeah.
I think that goes a long way for you.
Oh, absolutely.
It helps. And again, off the clock at Bee's Tap House taking place February 20th from 4 to 6 over at the wonderful Bee's Tap House. Appetizers, raffle prizes, open to the public, free to attend. Be sure to check it out. After that, we have got Coffee with the Chamber coming up.
Yep.
I like the having these two events on the same week or within a week of each other. They complement each other so well.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, that is more of a night event, more of a kind of evening event for people that maybe are free at that time. And then you have a morning event like Coffee with the Chamber from 8:30 to 9:30. And this is a little different, but some of the same type of traditional things of running into talking with people or getting information that you may not always get. When it comes to Coffee with the Chamber February edition. That is going 8:30 to 9:30. It is coming up on February 22nd. And who is the special speaker for this one?
So we have Craig Bernstein, who is the Director of Workforce and Professional Development at MidState. And we have Jackie Esselman. She's the Dean of Recruitment and Admissions at MidState. I will say this is our first in-house Coffee with the Chamber that we've had in a while.
I was going to say.
So we have that, but you can also still do virtual. But they're meeting, so the topic is meeting workforce challenges through employee development. So Craig and Jackie will provide an overview of current workforce challenges and how MidState can assist your organization in meeting these challenges through employee development.
How cool is that? That's a really nice thing to be able to talk about, to bring to people. It's again a nice, you guys do your homework. You guys do, you know, your diligence on this stuff. You're not just bringing topics to people
right.
that don't really have anything to do with local residents or anything like that. This is one of those things where, this has been an issue for many businesses out there. And I don't know about anybody out there, but I would think you could use all the weapons you can in your arsenal. You know, and talking to somebody like Craig who knows his stuff, and we've had Jackie on the air with us, and I love talking to Jackie. She really knows what she's talking about and really is passionate about this, too. She cares. People aren't just numbers to her. It matters. Like, these businesses aren't just numbers. So when she's talking about this stuff, it's coming from a real genuine place with knowledge and heart. That, and I'm sure Craig, very similar. That you're getting a... You're also getting something with this where they charge for these things. Like, these things can be kind of expensive to take in some of these meetings or these conferences and everything. This event is completely free. Uh-huh. This is completely free and open to everybody. Yeah. Just got to register, right?
Register. Go online. Go to our website. Yep.
Where is it taking place?
At the chamber. So it'll be down in our boardroom. Again, otherwise it's virtual. So if you can't make it there, but still want to participate, you can still do that online.
It's nice to offer that to people. Yes. There's still a lot of people out there. I shouldn't say a lot. There's still people out there. I don't know how many that are more comfortable with that, or just it may work out work-wise. If you work in an office and you are kind of have to be on the job, but you can, you know, have something like this on your computer screen and watching and being engaged while on a break or something like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to physically leave work. That can be nice.
Oh,
I got to think too, if I'm a business, if I'm a small business or I'm a business that's getting ready to get going or get started, or I've opened my doors in the new year or anything like that. I don't care if you've got a full stock of employees. This is a class. This is something I want to take in.
Oh yeah.
It's important for small businesses out there to approach things in more of an offense than a defensive way. You don't want to be sitting there and I got one employee and I got a whole work week ahead of me and then be in this position.
Right.
You want to be playing offense and like, yeah, I got a full stable of people, but I want to know what I got to do if I lose anybody. Where do I go to? What is the best stuff that I can learn? To go into that situation. This Coffee with the Chamber is a great way to take that in and have your favorite cup of coffee.
Cravings will be there, so you might as well come.
Ooh.
I know.
I didn't know Cravings was going to be there. Okay.
That gets you to get there.
That's a different... I was already going to go... I was already thinking of taking this in. Now that's really great. And I don't want to undersell the fact that you guys are hosting this at the chamber.
Yep.
We joked about this for many years with a lot of people from the chamber. We always encourage people to stop by, say hi and everything. This is a great way to make them do that. This is a great way to have
no
them come
on
by. No
one's come to say hi to me yet. So if you need to come to this event, might as well walk in the door, come say hi to me, and then go to your event, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it's a great idea, too, for people to be familiar for where the chamber is.
Yep.
You just never know when you might need to be stopping by there, dropping something off, or just for common reference for other residents or people in town that may need to know it. It's a nice building, too.
It's a great building.
It's right across from Quick Trip. I mean, come on.
I know. I can walk over there.
Yeah, that's got to be nice.
It's so nice.
That's pretty good. So we got February wrapping up. We're already looking into March now with our events. What do we have coming up in March? I see that these, as we mentioned, the 75th annual meeting and awards banquet. We'll touch on that before we wrap up today. I want to remind people about that, but that is really cool. And I think I undersold the 75th annual. That's really
75th,
impressive.
75th, you guys.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you have something else coming up in March on the 17th, the spring legislative breakfast?
Yes.
Let's tell people a little about this.
Yeah, so it's, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't bring it in front of me, but it's 7 to 9, I believe. It's held at Mid-State.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can register online for that. We are taking people in on that. That should be a good event.
It's going to be a great one with the Chamber, with Mid-State. You're going to have a legislative breakfast. You'll get an update from legislators and local community official representatives. Elected officials in office are invited to participate. We have confirmed for this event already that Senator Patrick Tessin, who will be joining us on Friday for Morning Magazine. Scott Krug is also, Scott has been with us, is with us once a month. And it looks like Nancy Vandermeer has also been confirmed at this event. But they have, might be more people also joining this one as well. Plenty of other people have been reached out to and just haven't been able to confirm yet. Got some time before now
then.
And when it comes to any of our officials, I mean, I see Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer on here, too. Everybody from that to like a senator like Tammy Baldwin, busy, got a lot on their plate. So
busy.
Very oftentimes they will commit to these things at, not, I wouldn't say at the last minute, but maybe like a week in advance or something like that. Schedules are flux and they've got a day job to do. So we want them doing their day job.
Yes.
Legislators will answer prepared questions. The order of speaking will be randomly selected at the event. At 7 a.m., the registration and breakfast will begin. 7:15, everybody is welcome in. 7:30 will be the forum, discussions, and questions. And everything will conclude about 9 a.m. The moderator will be the Craig Tim, who does a great job with these things. Craig's very good at this, been doing it for a long time. So I love the idea of having these events. We've all seen these kind of events from plenty of times, but we don't get a lot of this local. We don't get a lot of this in town or within, you know, walking distance or, you know, 20-minute drive or 5-minute drive or whatever for some people. And it's becoming more and more important for the idea of people being able to have no middleman. It's just me to the representative, just asking that question right in person. I'm spoiled. I on a monthly basis, I get to have these representatives come in for many years, and whether it's questions from the listeners or questions that I come up with or whatever, been able to ask them point blank, right in person.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we're very spoiled about it. But not everybody has something like this, and not all these representatives are able to join us. I would like to hear from some of these other people.
Yeah.
I think that many people would. And the idea of, because the phrase fake news has become so popular, well, what's a one way to counter that? You asking the question right to the person.
Right.
There's no chance for any middle, you know, any garbage in between or anything like that when it's just you to the said person.
Exactly.
We need more and more of these opportunities, and it's really cool that the Chamber is doing something like this and bringing all these people together. It's also great for them. I've talked to representatives before about these type of events, and this is a across the aisle kind of thing where they love running into people that they don't always get a chance to talk with, and in an environment where it is much more welcoming and friendly. And hey, it's just a town hall meeting, you know, that's kind of what it is. And the more we have of these things, the more we can normalize these things where we don't have, you know, just straight up people talking to each other, maybe we have a little less of the tension that is involved in politics nowadays.
Right.
People get that tension when they have unanswered questions or they have fear or of the unknown. It's a lot easier to find that stuff out when you could just ask a person face to face. This event will be going on again on March 17th. We do want people to register for this one, right?
Yes. Yep. And there is a fee. I think it's $30. So again, you can go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com and go to our events page and register there.
We encourage you to do that. You probably want to do it as soon as you can.
Yes, they fill up fast.
I was going to say, it doesn't say like an end date, like a last day that you can register, but I would imagine that you want to get in on that quack. Quack. I've been doing this 20 years. I've had some mix-ups. That one's one of my best.
Oh, my God.
That's one of my best I've ever done. That's a good one.
Oh, my God.
To all the ducks out there,
yes.
You want to get on this quack. You want to, you know, really quick, and quick probably,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
And also quick.
That's funny. thing ever.
I also wanted to call out, because Katie brought up a good one earlier. I didn't get to do this on the morning show. I'm wearing the wrong color today. I didn't even think about it. You got a nice color. I did. I like the reddish, like how do you got going on there?
Say like, yeah, pink. I don't know.
Pinkish red. I like it. Yeah. I like it. It goes with the hair really good.
Right.
I went orange. I went Halloween. I don't know what I'm doing
red
here. I don't.
Or orange and navy. It I looks like. What?
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I'm so confused.
I do want to remind people as well, the Chamber's website and the Chamber itself, great resources for news, job openings, different things like that in the area. I mentioned the events calendar for not just Chamber events, but really different events in the area. So it's not only a great resource for community members, but for businesses out there, for people out there. We encourage you to be a part of things with the Chamber, become a Chamber member, and it's one of the ways that like events like yours will be on this calendar.
Yeah.
I'm looking ahead, and I had almost forgotten about the Save of the Arts. Our friends over there have Take Three coming up in March. That's a band I cannot wait to see. I would travel like to the other part of the world to see this band, let alone in town to get to see them. So things like that show up. Ruby's Pantry shows up on the events calendar. When you're a part of things with the Chamber, that is one of those added bonuses kind of things that happens with that. So whether you are a community member or you're a business, we encourage you to reach out to the Chamber and find out more and find out how you can be a part of things.
Right.
As we're wrapping up, Katie, because the time always flies by, the 75th annual meeting and awards banquet. Let's wrap up with that and tell people again about how they can be a part of this.
Yep. So you do need to be an investor with the Chamber. You can register online at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Please RSVP by February 22nd, and it's from 5 to 8 p.m. on March 8th.
Katie, always good talking and hanging out with you. Please say hi to everybody over there for us.
I will.
And we will catch up again real soon. We'll see you probably next month, I believe.
In two weeks.
It will be no time. It'll fly right by. And I will try to have the right color on that day. Well, big shout out to our friends at the Chamber. And again, you can find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. It's all one word. And encourage you to follow the Chamber on Facebook. It's a great follow. Encourage you to do that. We'll take a break. We'll come back and let's talk real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors here at Morning Magazine on WFHR.